And we're getting more information about that early morning police-involved shooting at the Trump National Doral Golf Resort. WLRN's Kate Stein is reporting from the scene.
Investigators have identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Doral man. They say shortly before 1:30 this morning, he came to Trump National and took a flag from a flagpole, brought it into the lobby, and placed it over the front desk. He was ranting against President Trump, pulled the fire alarm, and fired some shots in the lobby. Officers were called and responded. As they approached, the suspect fired at them. They returned fire, hit him in the legs. He's been taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. No guests or staff were injured in the incident. One Doral police officer apparently suffered a broken bone in his arm. There's no word yet on a motive, but officers and investigators say that they are in the process of getting a search warrant, and they expect to have more updates later today.
That was WLRN's Kate Stein reporting from outside the Trump National Doral Golf Resort, where a man brandishing a handgun was shot during a gunfight with police early this morning. And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.